You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Vic Viren Vaishnavi, President and CEO of Yoda, a leading cloud platform for optimizing user experience on web and mobile applications. Vic is a results-driven software executive with a proven track record of more than two decades experience in global sales operations, business development, marketing, consulting, product management, and engineering. Vic, certainly a privilege to have you back with us here on EPN and on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Good to be back.
So tell me in a nutshell, what does Yoda do?
So, Eric, Yoda, as you said in your opening statement, is a cloud-native content delivery network platform, CDN platform, that enables enterprise businesses to optimize, tune, and secure their web and mobile applications by essentially focusing on the end-user experience for those applications.
And we spoke in the past about your success at startups such as Blade Logic and Avexa. What was it about Yoda that led you to take over the reins of this fast-growing startup?
Well, Eric, if you think about it, 15, 20 years ago, when kind of the Web 1.0 era came about, the only access device that people used predominantly was a desktop and maybe Internet Explorer. You had the Internet in terms of the network infrastructure out there, and most of your web presence was restricted to just a simple static web page. Fast forward now, 20 years later, you have multiple variety of devices out there, desktops, tablets, smartphones, things of that nature. You also have a variety of access points in terms of internet speeds, et cetera. You certainly have Wi-Fi, you have LTE, 3G, 4G, landlines, things of that nature. And on the back end side for the enterprises, you know, their web presence has moved from what I call as from being a web page to a web application. And certainly, with at least in the last 5-6 years now, you've seen a rapid advent of mobile applications as well. So if you think about it in terms of Internet traffic going up, mobile traffic going up, mobile transactions going up. It's a very, very high growth market to essentially deliver such applications with high speed while retaining the engagement of the end users in a way that maximizes business impact. So to give you statistically speaking, you know, 90% of consumers or end users, I would say, are omni-device, right? On an average, individual has about 2 to 3 devices they use during the day. 66% of individuals expect web applications to load faster than 4 seconds, whereas the industry average is 5.3, which means you have a huge opportunity to speed it up. 57% will just drop off after 3 seconds. And the industry average, specifically on the mobile, is about 8 seconds. So you're kind of, you know, the chips are stacked against you. If you're an enterprise and you're trying to get to your customers, you're trying to get to your partners, you're trying to get to your suppliers, you're trying to get to your resellers and things of that nature, or even employees for that matter, your cost of customer acquisition, cost of customer retention will continue to go through the roof if you are moving more and more of your applications and business applications to the cloud, to the web, and you're not doing anything to improve the performance, engagement, and the resulting impact by focusing on the end user's experience. So when I look at that in terms of a high growth market, it's a vast opportunity, huge market. And then the other piece that was kind of very intriguing and compelling about Yoda was offering a very, very highly differentiated and unique patented technology that's very disruptive to the market. So when you kind of add up a high growth market and a highly disruptive, uniquely differentiated intellectual property, I mean, that's a no-brainer at that point to come to a company like this.
What kind of benefits do customers experience from using Yoda's software?
So as I said, Eric, earlier, you know, the market has kind of moved from what I would call as providing a standardized experience to the end user 15-20 years ago, and now to providing a personalized experience to an end user to drive business impact. So the kind of benefits that our customers experience is driving the performance of their web and mobile applications, which then in turn drives the engagement and metrics, and then eventually drives the resulting business impact. So the kind of metrics where our customers see very, very dramatic improvements include things such as, you know, time to first byte. You know, we improve it almost by 60 to 70%. Time to display or rendering, you know, by almost 40, 45%. Average session duration, all the way up to 70, 75%. And conversion rates, all the way up to 20%. So if you think of it in terms of top line growth, while kind of minimizing the investments and the structure and the cost used to acquire those customers, retain those customers, and convert those end users to have business impact, that's really what Yota kind of allows our customers to get.
Today we are joined by Vic Viren Vaishnavi, President and CEO of Yota, a leading cloud platform for optimizing user experience on web and mobile applications, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Vic, Yota has a lot of retail and e-commerce customers. Can other vertical markets benefit from your solutions as well?
Sure. So we certainly have retail and e-commerce. Because in that scenario, justifying the end user's business impact is easier to measure, you know, in terms of did they transact or not. But if you think about other vertical markets, financial services, travel and leisure, manufacturing, airlines or transportation, logistics companies, almost every vertical market out there, in an attempt to get closer to their end users, their customers, their suppliers, their employees, their partners, is bringing more and more applications, business applications, to the web. Think of it as either a customer contact center, a support line, or a download center, or things by which they can move costs out of their organization to having dedicated resources to support their customers, to taking it to the web, make it more self-service. All those vertical markets essentially can benefit from Yota. And the key reason being, you know, if engaging the end user to interact with you and transact with you and provide with you the means that has an impact, a measurable impact to your business, if you have decided that you're going to use the web infrastructure and the mobile infrastructure to get closer to your end users, that's exactly where, from a customer acquisition cost perspective and customer retention cost perspective, Yota can absolutely help. So you don't have to be only a retail or an e-commerce one. But anybody who's interested in owning and tuning and maximizing the end user experience of its customers, suppliers, employees, partners, could benefit from us.
And that's good to hear. Lastly, I read that you recently moved the Yota corporate headquarters to a much larger facility due to how fast the company is growing. What kind of growth are you anticipating in the coming year?
Well, given we are an early stage company, but we're growing rapidly, we expect to grow 100% again this year. We're hoping to exit the year with closer to doubling our workforce. And in order to do that, we had to kind of relocate our headquarters to a larger facility, not just in terms of having more space for our employees, but also providing more space for our infrastructure facilities, you know, for R&D, engineering, support. And we also established a world-class cloud operations center here in our facility. So, you know, customers can come in and get a guided tour of how we manage our global infrastructure in terms of how we're servicing them as a SaaS company. So lots and lots of growth areas and investments made across the company. More people, obviously, but also more facilities for R&D, support, and operations across the board.
Well, certainly exciting times, it sounds like. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Yota online and how they can be in touch as well.
Just simply hit our website, yota.com. That's Yotaa.com. And we look forward to getting some visitors and certainly engaging with the audience.
Well, Vic, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us. All the success to you and Yoda moving forward, and look forward to another conversation in the future.
Thank you, Eric. Pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with, once again, Vic Viren Vaishnavi, President and CEO of Yoda, a leading cloud platform for optimizing user experience on web and mobile applications. And once again, the website of reference is Yoda.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.